We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, cool.
Steiny.
What's on? I die alone. I laugh the loudest too.
And Guru.
Hell yeah. So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
Wow. That, my friends, was the signature win of the Kyle Shanahan era. It was Jimmy Garoppolo's greatest game as a professional. And George Kittle made a play that is going to go down in 49ers history. 49ers 48, Saints 46. They now control the NFC East. Boys, get us started.
It was everything that we've been asking for, or at least I, Bonte, about Jimmy Garoppolo. There's going to be a Sunday, Thursday or a Monday, where the Niners defense had an off day or they weren't getting it right. And yesterday, in one of the hardest venues to play, the Bayou, Jimmy, not Eve, Jimmy G, not Jimmy INT, was Jimmy TD. It was his coming out party. It was his best game by far. And I'm going to tell you this, gents, and I'm not being prisoner of the moment. There should be no doubt, if anybody's walking around or at their job, at their desk, that Jimmy Garoppolo is not a franchise quarterback. He had the defenses back for his own team. He played superb. And I'm going to throw you this, Bonte. There may be a playoff game, because they're going to the playoffs, to where the atmosphere may not be nowhere near what he faced yesterday. People were waiting for him to fail, and like a mailman, postal service, he delivered.
You know what, Jimmy Garoppolo? It was about Jimmy Garoppolo. It was about George Kittle. It was about Kyle Shanahan. How about Deebo Samuel and Emmanuel Sanders, the big trade by John Lynch to bring over number 17, Emmanuel Sanders. He's helped this receiving corps tremendously. Seven catches, 157 yards yesterday. A touchdown. He threw a touchdown to Raheem Mostert, one of my favorite guys on this football team. Look, yesterday's game, fellas, had a little bit of everything.
Ooh.
You had trick plays. You had non-calls. You had big calls. You had big hits. You had big bombs. You had everything
going
in that game
for two.
That felt like a Super Bowl type of game. And yes, there are no more worries with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Nope.
I thought after the Pittsburgh Steeler game that the Niners had their guy at quarterback. And each week he's gotten better and better and better. Sure, there was a little hiccup on Monday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks, a game in which the receivers dropped 9 passes, a game in which you didn't have Sanders and Kittle. But damn it, they have their quarterback. They had their offense in place. They picked up the defense, and they won the big game. And yesterday again, fellas, the Niners proved to us that they can play with the big boys.
888-957-9570 is the number. Rapid fire. Rapid fire coming up in 10 minutes. That's when you get the first word of the day on the 49ers 48-46 victory. Man, whew. I could ask a million questions about this game. Where does it rank among the greatest 49ers regular season games? I mean, it's got to be up there. How are you feeling about your Niners after completing a 2-1 stretch in a brutal 3-game portion of the schedule? I mean, this team right now, again, controls the NFC. They went out. They're the number one seed.
Mm.
It's not over yet, but boy, that's the kind of game where you really feel like it's going to be tough to beat this team. It really is going to be tough to beat this team. You figure you score 46 against them, you're going to win. And yet the offense showed up yesterday. So this is a team that now has proven if certain things happen, they can score enough. If certain things happen, they can defend well enough. How are you going to beat the San Francisco 49ers when they get into the postseason. It's, you're going to have to beat them and compete in all three phases of the game, guys.
Yeah, and for so long we were asking, oh, this team needs receiving help. It needs a number one receiver. You go make the trade for E-Man, as they call him now, Emmanuel Sanders, and now all of a sudden you got monsters at the running back position, Deebo Samuel stepping up, and I don't even have to tell you about Kittle, but I do have a confession, like Usher Raymond, Steiner. You two have been reporters, and I got to tell you, when the Niners called the timeout before the last fourth and two play, I thought the walls were caving in, so I had like my article written, the Niners don't have to hang their head. They went toe-to-toe had they lost the game.
Right.
So that was what I was coming in with, like, they went 15 rounds with the champ. And then they get that first down, Steiny, and I had to throw it out.
And they got more than a first down. It is a Monster Monday brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other.
You know, Steiny, before the fourth and two play, I did a quick prayer on my couch.
Uh-oh.
I did it because I was that. Yesterday, I was a little off my rocker watching that football game because it felt like one the Niners had to have. I know it was a tough gauntlet. Everybody would have patted him on the back for saying, you know what, you went to the Dome, you went toe-to-toe with Drew Brees, but I wasn't thinking like that. I was thinking, you know what, this team is right there. They could be the number one seed. They could be in the Super Bowl. They can beat these teams. What do you have in store for me, Kyle Shanahan? What are you going to dial up on fourth and two? Jimmy Garoppolo throws another dime. Yeah. By the way, Jimmy Oh-No throws yesterday. Oh, no. Jimmy Garoppolo was on his game. But the fourth and two play, perfect pass on the out route and Kittle. When we think about the Niners and we think about this season in 2019, that play is going to be replayed over and over and over.
He looked like Conan the Barbarian.
I thought I was watching Mark Bavaro of the New York Giants break all his tackles. This guy it took three guys to take him down. One guy had to jump on him.
And they had
George
him on
Kittle.
Face mask.
Oh, man, what a play. What a play to not only save the division title hopes for this football team, but to end the three-game gauntlet after a long trip hanging out in Florida, hanging out in Baltimore. You get to fly back home, rest up. We do have injury news, but rest up and get ready for Falcons and end the home schedule off with a bang, man. What a play yesterday by Shanahan.
Ramifications everywhere, Steiny.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, this has got to be great for Garoppolo's confidence. Not sure that he needed any more than he has, but boy, he tucks a game like that into his back pocket. That's got to feel good as the games start to get more and more important. I have Emmanuel Sanders written down on my notebook because he has single-handedly repaired the pass receiving crew. And it's almost like you get a number one starter in baseball, and now all your other pitchers move down a spot to where they pretty much should be. So now you got Sanders, who's a number one, and you got Deebo Samuel, who's a number two, and you have a tight end that is one of the best in football. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders by himself, guys, I think has made this receiving crew at least average to above average.
And that's why I'm throwing daisies and any type of flower you want, Bonte, at the feet of John Lynch, who was getting emotional. I love when the owner comes out, the GM comes out.
The sideline.
Those hugs are real. Oh, but he went and got Emmanuel Sanders. And what? Just weeks ago, we were talking about, is Jimmy the guy? He threw the bomb on the first series against Baltimore in the rain.
Yep.
He threw the 65-yarder or 61-yarder to Kittle against the Packers. And then he's throwing 75 yards to Sanders. My point is, he's airing it out.
Oh, he is airing it out. There's no Alex Smith and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo is answering every question for me, fellas, that this guy can get it done. And I know I don't want to go this way because we're not in Massachusetts, but you think the Patriots are mad that they don't have Jimmy on that team? I'll just leave it there.
That's their problem, man. That is their problem they got to deal with. But, Steiny, when that Emmanuel Sanders trade happened in the middle of our show, and instantly we all agreed and said, this is a good trade because is Emmanuel Sanders your prototypical number one wide receiver? No. Small guy, 5'11", but he knows how to get open. He knows how to make tough catches. But that was the thing I looked at, Steiny, was look how much better Deebo's gotten. Look how much better Kendrick Bourne is.
Yeah.
Kendrick Bourne, 2 touchdowns yesterday, and tough third down catch where he had to make a play and get a crucial first down. Kendrick Bourne's gotten better. Kittle now sees single coverage. If you don't have Emmanuel Sanders there yesterday in that game, you probably get blown out. George Kittle's probably double teamed in a situation like that. Emmanuel Sanders, that trade alone may have given John Lynch the Executive of the Year award, a guy who we thought would be the first to go when it came to the big three. John Lynch, Executive of the Year, big time getting Emmanuel Sanders in a big time effort yesterday for me, man.
All right, it's time for Rapid Fire, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. When you're looking to fire up that grill this football season, check out Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Visit Friedman'sAppliance.com today.
It's time for Rapid Fire with Bonte, Steiny, and Guru. Your chance to sound off on the week's action. You've got 30 seconds. Rapid Fire starts now.
All right, here we go. You know how to play it. 888-957-9570. You're on the clock. Give us what you think about yesterday's 48-46 49ers classic victory over the New Orleans Saints. Start with Dr. Pigson in Novato. What's going on, good doctor?
Hey, exactly like the doctor called this Friday, I said a classic and we'll win it in the last second field goal. Boom! I couldn't breathe at the end of the game. My heart was jumping out of my chest. We're going all the way. And then Seattle loses. What a day. It was the best. Our team is such a team. You picked out three, four different guys. We are a team. Guru, I'm glad your son's okay.
Thank you.
Kudos to Kylie. Kicked my butt yesterday, a week after I beat the number one team. You guys are awesome. Go Niners.
Not a doctor.
Tony in Pacifica. What's going on, Tony? What do you got for Rapid Fire?
Yeah, that USAC penalty yesterday is the only reason why the Niners won. And it's pretty bad. I had to turn the game off after that.
All right, you're not happy with the officiating. Carlos in San Bruno. Jesus. You're on Rapid Fire.
Come on.
What's going on? How you doing, Carlos? What do you got?
Jimmy G is the man. Good penalty knocking out Jared Cook. Sean Payton, I don't know why he's putting in the backup quarterback, and I hope they took notes on how the Rams beat the Seahawks. Go Niners.
Manny is in Union City. Manny, you're on Rapid Fire. What do you got?
I just want to say that was one hell of a game yesterday. It was crazy. Everything was just off the hook. But I got to say this. A couple weeks, Taylor Proof said we got to pump the brakes. We ain't bumping no brakes. The only thing we're going to pump is our chance because we got that win.
All right, not bad. Steven's in Vallejo. You're on Rapid Fire. What's up, Steven?
Hey, bang, bang, Niner gang. All I got to say about yesterday, no team in the NFL wants to see us in Miami, and BSG better get ready for the 95.7 The Game table on Radio Row.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Miami!
Dave in San Francisco, you are on Rapid Fire. What do you got, buddy?
So if Kittle was an animal, what would he be?
You tell me.
Said would be. You go ahead.
I'm saying you tell me, buddy.
Yeti.
Kittle like a Niner.
Not Yeti, Dave. Dre in Lemoore. What do you got, Dre? You're on Rapid Fire.
Fellas, it's a good morning to be a Niner fan. A great day. Seattle lost last night. Niners look real good. If you'd have told me that the Niners did not have a sack and the Saints scored over 40 points, and we beat them, I'd have said, you're crazy. Niners are for real. They looked great yesterday. Hey, like that guy said, you guys get ready for Radio Row, and I just might go over there to see you. Peace out, brother.
Sweet, Dre. Appreciate it.
Talking Super Bowl.
That's our Dre, right?
That's Dre,
That's our Dre. From
Lamar. With the guns.
Yeah.
He's got the guns.
No, the one that came and with introduced it to his daughter.
Yeah, he's got the tank top and wear tank top to 20-degree weather.
Action Jack in San Francisco. What's up, Action Jack?
Hey, fellas, how's it going? I just want to say that Jimmy G is a top 10 quarterback. That catch Kittle made is the get off me and it's Super Bowl or bust. Thanks, fellas.
Bob is on the Embarcadero. What's going on, Bob? How you doing, man?
Doing great. Originally from Seattle, but I loved the game that we had last night. It was a fun game. Seahawks game was rough, but we all know there's going to be a Week 17 showdown. Excited for that throwdown. Let's get it going.
Oh, we had a Seattle fan sliding in there.
And he was rhyming.
We still got Week 17.
We do got Week 17, right. And I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait.
Bobby and San Leandro, what's going on, Bobby? You're on Rapid Fire. Bobby going once. That's all we got for Bobby. Here's Wonderful Niner, one of our favorites. He's on the Bay Bridge. Seems to live there or under there like a troll. What's up, Wonderful Niner?
Hey, guys. All I got to say is Shanahan's the best play caller of the game, and Garoppolo is the man to execute as a franchise quarterback. But more importantly, Steiny, I think it's the biggest confidence booster for our kicker, Gold, coming back from injury and nailing that game-winning field goal on the road in the Superdome. The 49ers are starting to gear up for the postseason, and it feels good, baby.
Lobo in Fairfield, take us home, Lobo. You're on Rapid Fire.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I'm proud of all of our players, but the one that I really took notice to and is most improved out of our receivers, my guy KD, man. He might drop that first and 10 pass, that second and 5, but if it's a TD, his hands are glue.
Thanks, Lobo. Appreciate the call. That's going to do it for Rapid Fire.
Euphoria in the air, fellas, as well as it should be. And then you get dessert, and the Seahawks or Seahags lose Sunday night to the Lambs.
There's never any
doubt
that
those are called the football gods.
Hey, there was never any doubt that Seattle's going down there to lay that egg. We'll get to that a little bit later. But Dr. Pigskin said something yesterday about that football game, how he couldn't breathe after the game, how he was sweating. And I felt them on that one because for about 30 minutes after that game, I was still breathing hard, fellas.
Your girlfriend I was still sweating.
First quarter, I was losing my mind, Steiny. The morning coffee just it hit differently yesterday. But it was exhausting. It was exhilarating. And the Niners, again, in 2019, have been part of some of the greatest games we've seen all season. At least three of them in the top five. I mean, they just produce in prime time. They produce when everybody's watching. And shout out to the Niner Empire for taking over New Orleans. It was a Bay Area party down there in the Bayou. Bay Area fans everywhere, Niner fans in the House of Blues, Bourbon Street, St. Charles.
Man.
They took over the Superdome, so shout out to the Niner Empire.
And Steiny, I'm going to go Larry Merchant on you guys and use a boxing term. Styles make fights, and the 49ers now have every style in their repertoire to me to compete with any team now.
Wow.
They can go toe-to-toe. They can let Jimmy loose. The defense can slip, but Jimmy can go down there and throw it around just like he did. You got capable receivers, running backs everywhere you look. And what about the game within the game? Wasn't that the passing of the torch from Peyton to Kyle Shanahan? You call an option run? What? I mean, it was
receiver
it had
passes,
receiver
options,
for touchdowns.
For touchdowns. I didn't like the Wildcats starting second and five on the first
Baylor
drive.
I Baylor and Big 12. Like, what's going on? But the Niners got it going on. And you give me any team, New England included, who scares you? And that's what you want at the end of the day. Once you get in the tournament, like, who's got, not who do we got to play, who has to play us?
Steiny, what do you take away? Jimmy Garoppolo or Shanahan's play caller yesterday? Is it all about number 10 yesterday
Look
in the Super Bowl?
Well, I like that.
I mean, honestly, yesterday was a great game. But I don't feel any more strongly about the Niners this week than I did after last week's game in Baltimore, believe it or not. Because when we were going into the Saints game, we thought it's a game they can win. You got Breeze, kind of a statue quarterback. Listen, I'm not taking anything away from yesterday's game. It was the best game of the year, and they've played, what, three classic ball games right now?
Classics,
man. To me, this is more a reinforcement for me that what we've seen out of this team the last 3 weeks is a team that's going to be very, very difficult to beat in the playoffs if they're playing their game. And, you know, I always look at the Warriors. And the Warriors the last 5 years, they were better than everybody. So when you'd watch the Warriors play, you'd say, well, if the Warriors play well, they're going to win. I do feel like the 49ers have become that team. If they play well, they're going to beat you. And they didn't really necessarily even play well on defense yesterday.
Mm.
Again, not taking anything away from that win. It was a classic. But the game last week against Baltimore, to me, set the table for this. Because even though they lost, no momentum was stopped at all after the field goal last week got them beat.
Yeah, and I definitely concur with what you took away from going – to play in, you know, the Baltimore Ravens, physical, tough, and the Niners showed all that. But I was just on the edge of my seat and somebody's coming down my road, because last year I believe it was Kansas City and L.A. where I came in here saying I hate those type of games. But this game was different to me because it had meaning, and the two defenses going into this game were stout. So it was just one of those days, and the Niners came out. I mean, they were 42 seconds away from a loss, and then we'd have been, oh, they're 0-3 against good teams. And it's the beauty of sports. But again, Jimmy Garoppolo is the story. He remains the story, Bonte. And now I see the path where it's Montana, it's Steve Young, Jeff Garcia, and now Jimmy Garoppolo. He is doing himself all the favors. He's earning it. But to throw four touchdowns in that scenario,
in that
and then
atmosphere.
On Kittle, he could have threw that pass. That ain't no easy pass.
That's not an easy
pass.
You
pointed it out in the flat. Kittle caught it and kept running.
And that's the thing with Jimmy Garoppolo. He gives his wide receivers, Kittle, Sanders, Samuel, Bourne, he gives his wide receivers a chance to make plays after the catch. That's why they pick up so much yak yardage. He throws a good ball, man. That first drive, when the Saints go down and score 7-0, Jared Cook's having a field day, gets knocked out with a concussion. Maybe that helps the Niners defense. There's no doubt, because the Saints were clicking. But that first drive, you saw it right away. First down, 19 yards to Deebo Samuel. Boom, next play, Sanders. Then you're in the red zone right away, and you're like, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo's on this game. He's threading a needle. He's throwing spirals. And I don't want to hear anything else about Alex Smith and Jimmy Garoppolo. Those two guys are totally different quarterbacks. Jimmy G will sling it. Jimmy G would throw down the field. He will take shots.
And hang in the pocket.
And again, there was no Jimmy O no throws. He was on his game yesterday. He got the team in the right sets. They ran their trick plays. Jimmy Garoppolo was everything yesterday. That, to me, reaffirm what I thought after the Pittsburgh game. Steiny was different than the Pittsburgh game, but the way he took hits in the Pittsburgh game, I thought, okay, they have their quarterback. After yesterday, there's no doubt that the Niners have their quarterback of the future.
Trying to be a little bit of the voice of reason here.
Right. Please do it, Steiny, because I'm on the
high. Very, very impressed with the win. Guru, I'd say it's a little early to start talking about passing of the torch from Peyton to Shanahan. We're talking about a Super Bowl winner and a guy who's yet to win a playoff game. But other than that hyperbole, I'm with you guys pretty much all over the place.
Well, how about this, Donnie? Jimmy G has on his, I know it's a team game, but he outdueled Drew Brees. And it's just one game. That's not fair. A playoff game. And same thing for Shanahan. Shanny outdo and Sean Payton going for two on your second touchdown of the game, and you lose by two. What are you doing,
son? How about the fake punt go route? The fake punt go route. You run a go route and a fake punt. No, it's not pass interference. They're both fighting. But you're running a go route. A go route. Would you expect that guy to make that pass on a go route? Stop it, Sean Payton. He was off. The third and one play, Sean Payton, his problem is he's so in love with Taysom Hill. The fact that he takes his Hall of Fame quarterback off the football field for Taysom Hill, I get it. He's a nice little gimmick. He can do some
things. Throw that option out of your playbook. You're gashing him, and then you lose 7 yards because you want to beat Jamel all the way.
Absolutely, man. Hey, Sean Payton got out-coached yesterday by Kyle Shanahan. And Shanahan had some slip-ups here and there. Throw the tight end sweep, the jet sweep to George Kittle. Throw that out the window. That play hasn't worked all season. Throw it out the playbook. Scrap it. But I thought Shanahan was on his game, and he went deep into the playbook, fellas. He knew that was a game the offense is going to have to win, right? You fall behind 20-7. You give it up touchdowns on the first four possessions. Saints finally punt. But Shanahan called everything, man. Trick plays, well-timed screens. The running game was clicking. Shanahan and Garoppolo were in sync yesterday in a game where the offense had to carry this defense.
And it's not like anybody's saying it was a perfect game.
No.
But it was pretty darn close, to tell you the truth.
Offensively.
You had Drew Brees, 5 touchdowns, no picks, and yet he, quote-unquote, gets out-dueled.
That's crazy.
Nick Bosa was just phenomenal yesterday. It's hard to imagine a guy being great when you give up 46 points, but he was great.
He was.
He was absolutely great. And the San Francisco 49ers go to 11-2, and now they control the entire conference. The entire conference. They went out. They're the number one seed in the NFC with the ability to host 2 playoff games at Levi Stadium. They still have work to do, but this was the game that they absolutely had to have. And again, if you view it in the context of the 3 games they've just played, how can you watch this team right now and not be thinking they got a shot at it. As good a shot as anybody in the NFL. Can we at least agree on that? They don't go into the – I mean, well, right now, I bet you most people would take the 49ers to get to the Super Bowl out of the NFC.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And not only do they have the horses, the talent, the players, they got – we just talked about it. They got Shanahan putting his guys in the right position to get it done. And Bonte, I watched football all day yesterday, morning, afternoon, and night. There's an epidemic of bad coaching. Yep. The Niners don't have that. And right now, that's an advantage.
Now, one concern coming out of New Orleans, not to be a Debbie Downer here, but the injuries.
It's reality.
The injuries. Weston Richburg getting carted off. Offensive line struggled a bit when he got carted off, but they did give protection to Jimmy Garoppolo when he needed it in crunch time. But Weston Richburg, that's an injury that's concerning to me. Tart, when is he coming back? Because Marcel Harris was not ready yesterday in the
Wrong
Superdome.
Angles.
Quan Alexander, that injury may be catching up to this defense. It ain't Uncle Sherm, fellas. Uncle Sherm's got a grade 2 hamstring strain. We may not see him until January. That concerns me, fellas. So that's a one knock. After going through this gauntlet, the Niners are a bit beat up. But the great thing about this team is it's always been next man up. They always find a way to get it done. And right now they're 11-2, and they wake up Monday morning in first place in the NFC West and the NFC.
All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Canon Megatank Printers. Coming up at 11:30, we got Brian Baldinger. Of course, Baldy's breakdowns. He was at the game yesterday at noon. Steve Mariucci, he'll come here at 12 sharp. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to have John Dickinson, who was in New Orleans yesterday. Coming up next, though, we're going to take more of your calls at 888-957-9570. What do you got from yesterday on the 49ers 48-46 win over New Orleans?
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
Hey, get the ultimate sports experience with Xfinity. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store and experience everything they have to offer. Restrictions apply. How about if we take a listen to Kyle Shanahan in the postgame after the 49ers win a classic?
Proud of you guys. I'm so pumped we can be a part of this team. Guys, every game has been different. All right, I feel like we've been through every type of game this year possible. We haven't. All right, we got a different type of game today. All right, guys, whatever happened, man, you guys rise to the challenge and got it done. All right, I don't care how we do it, man. You guys found a way. We talked about it yesterday. This was a special day, all right, for a number of reasons. All right, we knew how important this game was, all right, but we also knew how important this was to our team, all right, and to the Yorks. All right, had heavy, heavy hearts today, man. We know what we've been through for the last year. All right, and I promise you, all right, Doc, all right, Jed, all right, I promise you he's down watching today, man, and I guarantee you he helped. I know there's five of you guys, man, but five game balls here is for Jenna, Mara, all right, Jed. All right, Denise and Dot here and Dr. York, but we love you guys and we appreciate you guys.
All right, that's an emotional San Francisco 49ers locker room. A year ago, Jed York's brother, Tony, and Dr. York's son passed, and that game was dedicated to them. At least that's Kyle Shanahan after the game. So kind of all around, just a very... not only a classic, but a very emotional game. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. Where do you rank that one in terms of the great regular season games? I mean, it's clearly Shanahan's biggest victory. It's clearly Jimmy Garoppolo's best game as a pro. But can you put it into context? Let's just start with the last decade. Let's just talk about the Harbaugh years. Where does this kind of rank?
Well, this is top five easily. Easily. I mean, I had a game in the Superdome that the Niners won at overtime. Remember, Kaepernick hit Crabtree deep late in the game. That was a good game. Harbaugh's first year. They beat the New York Giants, I believe, in overtime. A classic game at Candlestick Park. But this one is up there. This one is up there for the ages.
It had meaning, Bonte. You know, both 10-2 teams.
Oh, big time meaning. The atmosphere, the intensity. You felt it from the first play of the game, fellas. It was rocking at that dome. I don't think anybody in the Superdome sat down all game. Honestly, I think they stood up for 3.5 hours. This game is definitely off the top of my head, top of my dome, top three game of the decade for the 49ers.
And you're right. I can't even argue that, and I won't. But I will say this. I'm going to put this number one because this is the game that I officially, me personally, closed the book on. Is Jimmy Garoppolo, is he the next franchise quarterback, Stoney? I think he can get it done. And it may not happen this year. But what I've seen, he can handle it all. He didn't get rattled. He bought time in the pocket. You're going up against Drew Brees, the guy with the mantle. You're going up against Sean Payton. You're trying to play for positioning in the NFC. I mean, damn, what more could you ask for? And the Niners came out on top. I'm going to go number one for me. And you touched on it real quick, Steiny. For Kyle Shanahan, I don't even think there's another game up there. This is it. Michael Jackson, this is it.
Don't forget about the game that flipped the franchise and flipped everything for Harbaugh, the 49ers, when they went to Philadelphia, down 23-3. They came back, and that was the game that made Alex Smith and made Frank Gore and made Justin Smith and company believe in Harbaugh, and that kind of flipped the organization for the next 3 years. So that game in Philly really changed the fortunes of both franchises. That's another game that sticks out to me when you talk about this decade, Stardy.
We've talked a ton about Jimmy Garoppolo and how good he is and whether he can or whether he can't, how good is he, all these kind of things. And the one thing I've tried to be consistent on is I'm refusing to make a judgment on Garoppolo after one game. Here's where I'm at with Garoppolo. Up until this point, he has done everything you could possibly ask him to do as a quarterback trying to, quote-unquote, earn his stripes, as a quarterback who's got fewer than 25 starts left in him, all right, or has in him. So I never made a call one way or the other, he can or he can't. Again, he's just done everything he's been asked to do, and he's done it well. The thing is, the next test will likely come in the postseason. And this thing's just getting started for Jimmy Garoppolo. This is just kind of one more game on his resume. But if you want to play the game, he's still got to do it in the playoffs. Or I don't think he's any good unless he does it in the playoffs. You know, you can play that game and go ahead and do it. But you cannot deny that through 13 games this season, Jimmy Garoppolo has been, I don't know, the most important player on the team, certainly one of the most important players on the team. And I don't think, you know, remember, we're talking about Nick Mullins.
After the Denver preseason Monday night game.
I was going to say, if Nick Mullins is playing, the season's over. Nick Mullins is a Jimmy G, man.
Bottom line is, you can't say any other quarterback in the NFL would have this team playing any better.
And that's the biggest compliment you can give. And how about this, Steiny? You are right. And if Jimmy's name was Tony, he still, whatever you do in the regular season, Bonte, you have to do it in the postseason. But from my vantage point, he's bought himself opportunities now. It may not happen this postseason, but you feel confident moving forward into next season. And then he'll hopefully, you know, you qualify for the playoffs. Then he gains traction. So he can get the goal. He can accomplish his goal this season. But what I'm seeing, the mannerisms, staying in the pocket, delivering the ball, throwing downfield, he's bought himself opportunity. And that's all you can ask for.
No, that's all you can ask for. He's now 17-4 as the
49ers
quarterback.
Remember before, I was like, oh, don't give me that. That right. wasn't consecutive, well, Steiny. But now I'm like, man, that means something.
This guy's consistent. Then you look at the leaderboard. He's 12th in the league in passing yards on a team that runs the football. This team is still a running football team when it's all said and done. They would prefer to run the football down teams' throats. He's now 12th in the league in passing yards. On pace to just finish shy of Jeff Garcia's single-season record as a 49ers quarterback. He's 6th in the league in yards per attempt. He's 4th in touchdown passes with 24. And I know his last 7 games, the guy's been on fire. So I got no more questions about Jimmy Garoppolo. They can win with him. He's not the weak link of this offense.
And they're winning with
right.
him.
He's not the weak link of the offense. And you see, John Lynch gives him weapons. A Deebo Samuel in the draft. Emmanuel Sanders via trade, and you got George Kittle in the middle. Jimmy Garoppolo,
in the middle.
Dude, Jimmy Garoppolo's got the ingredients. He's got the tools to make everything work, and he's throwing all the passes, Steiny. He's throwing everything, man.
Jimmy G,
quarterback.
888-957-9570. If you're a Niner fan, what did this win do for you? Were you already believing this team was a Super Bowl contender? Does this make you even stronger, feel like this is the team to beat now? Or even though this win was super impressive, were you already on the bandwagon with this team? Let's go to, that's 888-957-9570. Let's go to Drop of the Hat. Matt, Drop of the Hat. Matt is in San Francisco. What's going on, man?
What's going on with you guys, man? I'm feeling dynamite, man. Like I said, after three games, this team is a complete team. Jimmy Garoppolo, Kyle Shanahan was keeping him on the under. His playbook, he didn't expose it to nobody. That's saying a lot about Kyle Shanahan. He's going to play according to his opponent. I mean, Jimmy G is a franchise quarterback, no doubt about it. So about the playoffs, I don't think anything could rattle this guy, man. This guy is super Jimmy G, you know what I mean? But we wouldn't got Jimmy G unless it was for John Lynch having a good relationship with all the other GMs in the National Football League. And that's how we got Jimmy G. When we got him, when he got paid that contract, there was no doubt it was worth paying him. Because when the defense is not doing what they're doing, based on the direction of the game, Jimmy G came through, man. There's no doubt about it. Jimmy G, top five quarterback, probably top three. I'm out.
Thanks, Drop of the Hat, Matt. Appreciate it. This is from Josh Dubow of the Associated Press. The 49ers were the first team since 2000 to win a game after allowing touchdowns on their opponent's first four drives. Teams before yesterday were 44-0 when scoring on their first four series. That's what I was thinking,
man.
Yesterday, at the 49ers, defense was not very good in the first half, and they went into the halftime up one. I mean, that had to be a little bit demoralizing for the Saints, to tell you the truth.
No doubt.
I was up here, Steiny, all week. I was waiting to get some heat on Twitter. I don't think Drew can do it. I think he ain't throwing it downfield, and he came out letting it. He was throwing that thing.
Why do you think the 49ers had trouble pressuring Drew Brees yesterday?
Well, they got the ball out fast yesterday early on. Drew Brees and company, a lot of quick hitters to Kamara, a lot of quick passes to Michael Thomas in the middle of the field, and they schemed it up pretty well. They moved Drew Brees around in the pocket. They moved him around in the pocket and had him sliding away from everybody. And then the running game at times was working for the Saints, especially up the middle to Latavius Murray. So, look, the defense was scrambling yesterday. They didn't have it. D4 getting hurt. We forgot about that with the hamstring.
And what did you tweet? You said
how can you expect anything from D4 at this point of the season? He's had multiple leg issues. He's not right. Maybe rest him until the playoffs, and hopefully he can be a pass rush specialist for this team in the playoffs. But they're starting to drop like flies, man.
I know we'll get to that later on in the week, but what a game, man. And just real quick, Steiny, did you have any idea when you sat down before kickoff that you were going to see a 48-46 See, that's what was just, I was like, this is Rick Barry crazy.
Never know.
Harrison in San Jose, what's going on, Harrison? How are you, man?
This is crazy.
Thank you.
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Hey, two things real quick. We got to appreciate these Victory Mondays. We've had 10-1 Victory Tuesday. We had four last year, guys. I mean, that's so much fun. And number two, you guys were talking about, you know, what made you believe in Jimmy. Well, I've kind of always liked him, and this game was huge, and he was, you know, dominating. But that play, I think it was third down. I'm not sure what the yardage was. And he runs out to the right, and the vantage point that we had on the TV, it looked like there was no way he was going to get the first. He dives, he gets the first, and then he gets up and starts chirping at the ref. I loved it. That right there, I'm like, that is my QB right there. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
I mean, that play was very impressive to me. Not that he looked like Lamar Jackson necessarily, but he was fast enough. Yep. I didn't think when he first started out, I didn't think he was going to be able to get there.
He got there, and that play kind of reminded me of Cincinnati when I thought Jimmy Garoppolo was starting to find it. Remember earlier that Cincinnati game, he was struggling against Tampa Bay. We weren't sure about the guy. He was skittish in the pocket, and he had to run for that first down, and he gave us the first down signal. And I said, uh-oh, Jimmy G is starting to get his swagger back, slowly but surely. And that swag, he's got it now.
It's on 1,000.
No, when he looked at Aaron Andrews and did what he did on Halloween, baby. I said, okay,
swag-alicious.
Jimmy G is back, man. And by the way, real quick, since Emmanuel Sanders has become a 49er, Jimmy Garoppolo is thrown for 1,951 yards. That's 49 shy of 2,000.
Jesus.
18 touchdown passes, only 5 picks, and 114 passer rating. And I feel like 3 of the interceptions bounced off the receiver's head. So Jimmy Garoppolo with Emmanuel Sanders in the lineup has been on fire.
Let's go to Jamal. Jamal is in Oakland, wants to talk a little Jimmy G. What's up, Jamal?
How you guys doing? Yeah, I want to talk about Jimmy G. Last season, remember when he directed Goodwin across the field and he told him, he said, if you hit that seam, I got you? Everybody was praising Jimmy G after that. And then, you know, every quarterback in football history had lows in games. And everybody jumped on Jimmy G back when he lost a couple games or threw a couple picks. I believe every quarterback that has existed threw an interception and had a bad game. Jimmy G showed us that he was a great quarterback when he turned the franchise around when we got him and he won those games and he was directing the receivers and all that. So my thing is that all quarterbacks are going to have lows. Jimmy G is a franchise quarterback, hands down. And when he gets to the Super Bowl, I know you guys are, you know, analysts and y'all talk about the game, but y'all got to go back on you guys' tape last season and how you guys was hyped about having Jimmy G.
Hyped or hacked?
I think he said hyped.
You mean negative or positive?
Positive.
Well, but the way he was saying it was like we needed to.
Well, when Jimmy G got hurt week 3, we all said the season was over. Everybody was depressed around here.
And guess what? It was over.
It was over just like that. You won 4 games last season. We were all hyped about Jimmy G after 2017, and then we were worried because he's coming off an ACL injury. It's tough to come back from those, and he was. In the preseason, he was rough, man. We were just reacting to the information and the eye test, but you got to give him his due. Give him his due.
Coming back from an ACL, and he's hanging in the pockets, Donnie, where 300-pounders are coming to do bad things to you. And there were a couple times offensive line bottom time, and he just looked like he was in control the whole time. Oh, Bourne, let me. Yeah.
Steiny, you said it Friday, man. The guy stays in the pocket. He's tough. He loves getting hit. He's tough. There's no problem.
You got to live with a fumble here and there. I'm sorry.
Didn't happen yesterday.
I mean, but it may down the line. But that, you know, if 1 out of 10 times he fumbles because he sticks in there a little too long, but 6 good things are happening when he does to give his receivers 1 extra split second, I'll take that. Let's not forget the play of the game. The play of the game, beyond a doubt, was George Kittle's.
Wow.
Well, I don't know what that was. Tank down the side. He was like an army tank. Here's Kyle Shanahan on George Kittle.
I think he means a ton. I mean, everyone knows how good of a player he is, but when one of your best players has the mentality he has, I mean, that changes everything. I kind of always say that. Oh, linemen don't have a choice. They got to be tough down in and down out. But the mentality of your offense on how tough a team you are has to do with your skill positions. And I think our skill guys, you know, with Debo, and Bourne and Manuel, they've been playing very physically. Kittle's as physical of a tight end there is in this league on run plays and the pass plays. And I think those guys have been able to match our own line and give us a pretty tough mentality here over the season.
That's Kyle Shanahan on George Kittle. By the way, how do you think he blocked yesterday? Was he okay?
Calling out DG.
Mr. Doug Gottlieb. Yeah. I hope you watched that game yesterday. I mean, he was everywhere. And you heard the announcers.
And they kept
harping on that. George Kittle in the run game is such a good blocker. He's pulling, blocking defensive linemen, setting the edge there. Hey, come on, George Kittle does it all. He does it all. That's why he may very well be the best tight end in pro football. Travis Kelce has an argument, but who's a better all-around tight end with George Kittle? Wait.
And you talk about options now in regard to just throwing the ball to from Jimmy Garoppolo's perspective. Now you got Sanders, Debo, who's just, a rookie, and Kittle. That's as good as anybody. That's a trifecta as good as any. Russell Wilson doesn't have that.
What about Mostert and Breida yesterday, fellas?
And they can catch out the – man.
Let's go to Chris in Hayward. What's going on, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, man? Love you guys' show.
Thank you.
I just want to talk about the game yesterday. Man,
that kind of reminded me of the 80s, man, of how exciting it was. You know, the edge of your seat nail biter that we're all used to from the 80s, you know what I mean? With Montana to Rice and all the Super Bowls that we won. And, man, I'm starting to feel that again. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, it's you know what? And thanks for the call, Chris. Those are one of those games where if you're a 49er fan, and I don't necessarily believe in this, but when I was a fan of teams, I did. That's a win where you start thinking maybe it's our year. You know what I mean? I get it. It's only one game, and the score will start out 0-0 next week. But you can't tell me after that game you don't start thinking this might be our year to win it all.
No doubt.
Because those are the kind of things that can happen on the way to a special season.
No doubt. And the two losses, there was nothing to hang your head about. Went toe-to-toe with the Ravens.
Right.
Lost to Seattle overtime. You are Class A.
You know, we were talking about in the pre-show meeting what that Kittle play means. Where does it rank in the regular season history of the San Francisco 49ers? It's just this season. You think about some of the big plays. The Pittsburgh game, Dante Pettis out of nowhere makes a catch after dropping everything. He makes a game when he
Jimmy fitted in there.
Jimmy fitted in there. The L.A. Rams game, you think about the goal line stand, right, fellas? When he shut down the Rams and you keep out the end zone and you got Robert Saleh going crazy on the sideline over a goal line stand. You think about Richie James Jr., the 57-yard wide receiver screen against Arizona when they're down 16-0. And you're going to think about this George Kittle play. You're going to think about it all season long saying, that's when you knew
why
something was special.
Did the defender grab his face? Did he
why
know
would
what
you
was
try
going?
To tackle Kittle high?
Yeah,
why would you even try
you got
to
one
do that?
Job, Steiny. Yeah,
I don't get that
Kittle
at all, man.
Can't be brought down by one person.
Kittle like
he
a niner.
He can't be. You need three guys to do it, and he dragged those guys another 15 yards.
But I would have. Here I go.
Kittle like a niner.
Who's got Kittle? We're doubling Kittle.
Well, it was a rookie guarding him.
Man,
a rookie.
He's going to sit him out there all by himself.
What?
Man, yeah, I didn't get that, Steiny.
But that's,
you deserve to
get
the L.
But you know what? When you have Sanders, when you have Debo, that's what happens with George Kittle. You can no longer double him because the other guys are now winning their one-on-one matchups.
Man.
Let's go to Danker. Danker's in San Francisco. What's up, Danker? How you doing, man?
Gentlemen, great day. Great day. Keep it rolling. Bonte just, nailed it. You can't take away one guy. That's why Shanny is our MVP. Jimmy's great. He's a gamer. Not the fastest, not the strongest, but he's a gamer. But you can't Belichick us. You can't just take away someone and hinder us. We almost want you to do that because we're going to attack you underneath, just like Walsh. This is the beginning of Camelot Part 2, guys. Fire up that dynasty music.
All right, I'll tell you what, Danker. Tell you what.
Danker!
Maybe this is why people don't like me. I'm too rational.
Who don't like you?
Get to me after a playoff game. Before I start using the word Camelot, too.
Wow.
Right. Is that fair?
No, that is fair. Shanahan has never coached a playoff game as a head coach.
And there were some, not to be Debbie Downer part two, but there were some questionable calls. They were getting too cute. Both
you know what? It wasn't about the calls.
Could you imagine if that was
potatoes.
An L, we would be in here going
small
crazy.
Potatoes. I mean, the Niners were penalized a lot more to the Saints.
Okay, let's play that out.
You want to play it out?
Garoppolo throws a pass to Kittle. It's off target, or he drops it. Let's say it's a half and half. Boy, Kittle should have caught it. Garoppolo should have made a better throw. What are we down on today? Probably Saleh in the defense, clearly.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm down on?
Yesterday.
Honestly, this is going to sound nuts.
Because your Twitter was popping yesterday.
I should not be tweeting during Niners games. I should put the computer away. It's not good. Second and five on a possession to where they kick the field goal to make it 45-40. I thought the second and five call, they're running the football, they're running clock.
Killing
the Saints
them.
Are starting to burn timeouts, and they ran play-action pass. Now, the Saints had a run blitz put on, and Garoppolo got hit.
Yeah.
I just thought there, I was like, man, you could just force the Saints to call another timeout, burn some more clock, and then
you
possibly had a third and short, third and manageable, and maybe you get the first down. So that was, I would have been harping on that, just knowing
me. Don't get me wrong, it would have been a heartbreaking loss. And I think we would have been criticizing the defense as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you could have nitpicked that game had they lost and said, wow, these three things that were mental. I wasn't thinking that as they were making the last drive. I was thinking, they're either going to win or lose this game. But at that point, I wasn't saying, man, if they lose this game, there is so much to go after.
Right. Right.
And I thought it was a hell of a game by two really, really good teams.
Real quick before we hit the break, the one point when they scored that touchdown, Tre'Quan Smith and Fred Warner missed that tackle. You talked about Twitter guru. I had a tweet drafted up with a little over a minute left.
Oh, he was ready to go.
I was saying, let them score here so you can get the ball back with a minute left. It wasn't the worst missed tackle in the
world.
When
I saw that much time left.
And three timeouts, it was like, all right, all you need is a field goal, especially after holding them, after stopping them on a two-point conversion. How big was that, the two missed two-point conversions by John Payton?
If you would have kicked extra points, Sean Payton, you wouldn't have needed to chase.
You would have been playing in overtime.
All right, coming up next, we've got Brian Baldinger. Of course, Baldy's breakdowns. He's coming up at 11:30. We got Steve Mariucci coming up at noon. And then John Dickinson, who was at the Superdome, is going to come on the last half of the show. But the 49ers, 48. Saints, 46. We'll talk more about it after this.
And oh, boy. Let me do it. Yeah. Right.
Full service banking, no compromises.
To Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday. Bang, bang, Niner Gang.
Yes, sir. It's a Monster Monday brought to you by Dolan's Lumber Doors and Windows. Let's head out to Laurie in Phoenix. Hey, Laurie, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well. Thanks for calling.
Good. So I have to say, I am not a big fan of these nail-biter games. I know they're exciting and they have you on the edge of your seats, but these are the ones. I think for us to be on the winning end of a nail biter, if we had lost another one of these really close games, that would just, you know, I think that would just been terrible. So I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great for the team and their confidence going through. I'm super happy for Jimmy. He played a great game yesterday, and you know, he's just getting better and better every week. And I'm really happy for Robbie. Robbie's been a question mark here for the last few weeks, and you know, him going in and getting that game winner, I think is great for him. Also, our receiving core, you know, Sanders is just ridiculously good. I just can't believe how much of a difference he's made for this team. And he's, look at Debo. I mean, since week 10, Debo's just been killing it. And I think the addition of Sanders is really helping him, as well as Bourne. I mean, Bourne had two touchdowns yesterday. I mean, you just can't say enough about what this offense is doing now. And I think we're going to need them the next few weeks here as our defense has gotten kind of beat up here. And hopefully these injuries we can overcome. And, you know, I think we do. I do think we can win the Super Bowl. I still believe that.
Laurie, you do realize these nail biters will make it more rewarding in the end.
It is when you're on the right end of the win. I mean, imagine being a Saints fan. I just like to be a little further ahead than that. That's all.
You know what? Hey, thanks for the call, Laurie. Appreciate it. You got three more regular season games to hang in there. This is where I can see the good and the bad of being like a hardcore diehard. Because I enjoyed that game. It was just so much fun. But what I'm getting at is Gold misses that kick. Or he makes that kick. To me, I'm coming out still saying, wow, that is a great game. Both teams can go all the way. Of course, we talk about the good plays and the bad plays.
Right.
So I guess I miss out on the high of when that field goal went through. But I didn't enjoy – I still enjoy those. I love watching games like that when – I don't have a rooting interest or a gambling interest.
Well, I'm just thinking about my profession, my job. And had that field goal not went in, we would have been doing a funeral show. And the field goal
I would have been in a really bad mood, but I'm not going to lie to you.
And see, this is where I'm going to come to the rescue.
Real quick, Sonny, I'm with you on, I said it before you said it, I'm with you on, the Niners showed that they could play with anybody, even if he missed the kick. But right. The fact that it went in, and now you're number one and not five seed. It's the party
but,
now. Right. Turn on the music.
But what I'm saying is, I mean, I know they won that game yesterday. But I thought, and it was a great game, but it wasn't any more impressive to me than last week's game, even though it was a loss.
Right.
Because I think Baltimore's better. than the Saints. And what I'm saying, I guess, is if Gold misses that kick, I'm not giving up on the Niners.
No doubt.
I mean, they're in a worse position standings-wise, right, et cetera. But the Man thing is, short for 13 fanatic. Weeks into the season, right, nobody's even sniffed handling them. Like, nobody's outplayed the 49ers for more than, let's say, a quarter and a half
no
this
doubt.
Year.
No
nobody's
doubt.
Done it for an entire half. We can quibble about that, but right, nobody's done it for more than one half of a game.
I kept thinking about Stymus during the game where he kept saying, the Niners haven't had a bad loss. We talk about all the other teams in the league. Saints have had a bad loss. Ravens had a bad loss. Packers, et cetera. And I'm just thinking, maybe this is just a bad loss. Maybe this is going to be it. And then 75 yards later on one play, boom, Emmanuel Sanders is 20-14. I'm like, this team just doesn't give up. They don't go down easy. They had every reason in that game yesterday to go down hard and to just lay down and say, you know what, we've had a long road trip. Let's pack up our bags, get ready for Atlanta. It's okay. But then you talk about just enjoying the game. If you're a diehard and you're a fanatic, and I'm a psychopath when I watch Niner games, no doubt about
it. You type that
you watch
on
alone?
Twitter.
Oh, yeah, alone in the living room. Nobody's
good. Girl left. Guru. I was in the last.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.